The Power FM Brekkie Show.
We are talking Post Madrone. This is our little quest to fly Josh's flimsy toy drone.
Mm.
We must emphasise it's a toy drone. It's not a professional one that you can actually fly really high. And
I wouldn't be surprised if this has never been done before.
Oh, I don't think it has.
Across the lake.
I don't think it's going to make it all the way across the lake.
This specific drone.
This specific drone.
We can guarantee this is a world first.
Done by us. Yeah. Has never been done before.
No, true. It hasn't.
No.
So it is. It is Josh's drone. He's given us permission to probably destroy it. It's not guaranteed, but it's definitely likely that it's going to end up in the drink.
We've crunched the numbers. There's a 70% chance that the drone isn't going to make it out.
So just a bit
by crunch, I mean, I just came up with that number right now.
Well, we've got some workings out on the whiteboard in the announcers room.
Yeah, but a lot of that stuff's just my shopping list and like...
Yeah, it's a lot of irrelevant information
on there.
There
were 72 virgins on there. Is that your shopping list?
No. Jules.
But let's he doesn't deny it wasn't on there.
Let's get back to the drone.
All right, so this is the thing. We said we're going to do this. We identified some issues last week. One of those issues was we haven't tried to fly it outdoors yet because it's very much an indoor toy.
Yes. Yeah.
It's less than 10 centimetres squared, I'm thinking, the size of this drone.
It's very light.
It's easily wind affected, we found, when we flew it in front of a fan inside.
Not a very powerful fan either, by the way.
No, on the minimum setting.
Yeah.
So we took it out to an oval to see how it would fare outdoors. And as expected, the wind dominates it.
Mm.
It has zero... you can't control it against
which
the wind.
Which I think we need to use in our advantage.
Mm.
Wherever we are planning to fly this from and to, we need to be going in the direction of the wind.
With the wind.
Yeah.
Because that's what we learned. We tried to fly it lengthways across the oval and we were making great time initially. And then the slightest breath of wind picked up.
Yeah.
And that sent us sideways across the oval. So then when we went with the wind, we did it the width of the oval in about 50 seconds.
Mm.
And then we crunched some numbers after the fact. And you can see our video attempts of doing that on Facebook. We had to come back to the studio and and recruit additional assistants.
Are very proficient in maths, are we?
We ended up just jumping on Google Maps and using the satellite image to work out the distance.
Hey, yeah. We still figured it out though.
It was about 120 meters
in 53 seconds.
Now we're not going to make it across the whole lake.
Well, we know that we've only got 4.5 minutes of flight time.
Yeah.
Before the battery dies.
So what we were thinking? I thought it was longer than that.
No, it was
we measured it in the office, it was 4.5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're not going to make it across the lake. So what I think we'll have to do is pick 2 points along the lake.
Mm. Yeah, like a nice little cove.
Yeah.
Or a bay.
A bay.
And
and into a bay completely contained within Lake Wendouree.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was thinking, what about if we go from the boat shed, I think it is, to just out the front of the lake view? There's that little kind of arm off the...
Viewpoint.
Yeah.
If we go from the boat shed to the viewpoint or vice versa, that's like...
Do you mean the yacht club?
Yacht club. Mm. What did I say, boat shed?
Yacht club. Like the boat
yacht
shed
club.
Is on viewpoint pretty
oh,
much.
Oh, that's nice and easy then.
Yeah. No, the yacht club.
Challenge
the
done.
Yacht club to the viewpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see how far that is and then that's a good
amount.
That's
the challenge.
Yeah,
and that is kind of like a little bay there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've got two peninsulas, if you will. extend into the lake,
yeah.
Which means we've got 2 points to fly between. Because it's kind of boring if we just go out a little way, along the lake a little way, then back. That's kind of...
You know what?
That's just garbage.
Quite often, when I'm running that area, I haven't done it for a while,
yeah.
I'm running into a headwind and I'm running towards the yacht club. So if we're flying from the yacht club to viewpoint...
You think we're likely to have a tailwind?
Yes.
That's essential.
That is essential.
There's something else which we need to work out, and maybe this we can chat about next week. I had to run after that drone at times. So I was the one flying it.
It was going quick.
And the thing is, you can't stay stationary and fly it. Like, I couldn't even make it across the oval because I would lose sight of it. Mm. And I think the range between the little control, hand control, and the drone itself, I think you'd lose connection. And it would just do its own thing.
Well, we need a boat of some sort.
Yes, that's what we need to be under the drone as we fly it. But the boat needs to be... I was thinking a rowboat initially.
That's not going to be fast enough.
No, definitely not.
We need a motorized boat.
We're going to have to reach out to some people, I think.
Yeah.
If you own a motorized boat, like a little dinghy or what do you call them? A
messages.
Tinny.
That we can take on the lake.
That we can take on the lake.
Send us a message.
We're only going to use it for half an hour.
Yeah.
You can even... Well, I'm just going to say pilot it.
I mean, you
captain
can
captain it if you want.
I think more importantly, you
do
can
we need a boat license to be able to do that?
To drive it?
Yeah.
Surely, if you own a boat, you'd have a boat license. Oh,
well, okay, we let them.
We'll
do
let
the,
them drive
oh,
the
would
boat.
We?
We let them do the driving then.
Yeah. Well, don't tell Webstitch here. You might tell on us if you get someone without a license.
I only snitch on web-related things. So I think that's where we're at with this. So we're looking at Yacht Club to Viewpoint. We need to measure that out, see that it's within the range of the drone. I think that's a good spot. Two nice clean points to fly between. We need to source a boat, and then we just need to pick a day when hopefully the wind is non-existent.
All right, this is going to happen. We're going to break records
next week. It's happening.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.